And good afternoon, everyone. It's been 3 or 4 weeks now since I was last up here. Good to see some new faces and some old faces as well. Welcome back. And welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. And welcome to our visitors. Thank you all for coming today. Today we're speaking on the subject of the glory of God. It is one of the easiest and at the same time one of the most difficult subjects to speak on in a service, because the glory of God is kind of obvious. It's like, well, of course you can speak on the glory of God. It's like speaking on who is Jesus or the beauty of God. But it's also very difficult because it's very hard to describe. It's like talking about the holiness of God or the beauty of God. What is that? And what does it mean? But I want to give a short message on something Pastor Hiroshi spoke on a few months ago. So many of you know, I have started coaching basketball at my new school. I've coached the junior high school team, and as of this summer, I'll be moving over to the high school coaching job. We had our first game yesterday, actually. And this last March, the team that I had been coaching for 1 year actually won a tournament, which was an accomplishment for us because the first tournament we were in 1 year prior to that, we lost every single game, and we couldn't win a game to save our lives. But it took 1 year, and we finally got our act together, and we won a tournament. And I was so excited and so just happy for our team. I emailed the person in America who sort of invented this way of playing offense that we utilize in our school. And I told him that because of his offense, we were able to win this tournament. And he said, "That's wonderful, good for you. We're going to put it on our website and we'll tell the story." And I was so happy. I was so, "Ooh, great. Our name is going to be on a website." And it said, you know, something about a young coach in Hiroshima, Japan, using our offensive system, won the 11th annual Hiroshima Junior High School Hiroshima Cup, you know. And it sounds like this big, big, you know, tournament that all of Hiroshima participates in. And the truth is, there's only 12 teams that participated. It's a tournament for private schools in Hiroshima. And the next week, we started another tournament with the public schools, and we got our butts whooped, so to speak. We were terrible. So I just say that to say, you know, we all want just a bit of glory. Even if it's not a big championship or, you know, this huge accomplishment, even just doing something right, something small, we want somebody to say, "Good job. You did it." We want a little bit of praise, whether it's legitimate or even just something small. Our son, Kyohei, he's just taking his first steps in English, and one of his first expressions that he uses almost every day is, "I did it! I did it!" And we say, "Yeah, you did it! You know, you get the praise, you get the glory." But today we're speaking on the glory of God. And as you can see from the bottom, it's part of a series that Pastor Hiroshi is speaking on this year, and that is on the word build. Pastor Hiroshi chose this topic for two main reasons. The first reason is that the word itself, build, is an important word in the Bible. The word build itself appears in the Bible 237 times. If you think that's not important, the word believe is in the Bible only 259 times. So it's as important, or almost as important, as the word believe. The second reason that Pastor Hiroshi chose this topic to preach on this year is that it relates to an exciting time in our church history, this church, Mitaki Green Chapel, in that we are going to pay off our 200 million yen loan, that's 2億円, for this building in September. And what does Pastor Hiroshi want us to consider when we reach this milestone for our church? Let's build more. Okay? Let's build more. Well, for what purpose? Why? To make Mitaki famous? To make a name for ourselves? To become a Japanese mega church? Please, no. We build, we buy, we work, we live for one purpose. And that is for the glory of God. And that's today's message, the glory of God. Well, what is the glory of God? Like I said, it's a big word, and I could spend an entire year studying the word glory and still not be able to fully understand the totality of the word. Like I said, it's like the beauty of God or the holiness of God or the power of God. It's just too big. So for today's message, permit me to be a little simplistic and just describe it in this way. When we make our final building payment in September this year, this is what we want our people to say. 神様は素晴らしいですね. God did it. God made a way. In the words of Moses in Psalm 90, God has established the work of our hands. Yes, God established the work of our hand. God gets the credit. God gets the praise. God gets His name lifted up. Not Hiroshi's sermons, not pastor's leadership or vision, not our internet multimedia savvy. No, no. God gets the glory. Amen. But not only in this church, but let God get the glory in all of our lives as well. When we pay off our debts, let God get the glory. When we get married and have children, praise God for His goodness. When our family's needs are provided for, God gets the glory. When we find good jobs and we have accomplished careers, God gets the praise. When our kids grow up and turn out to be okay after a tumultuous adolescence, let God get the praise. When our businesses flourish and thrive and grow, when our influence around the community and in our city increases, when our personal dreams are fulfilled, when our best ambitions are realized, let God get all the glory. Let people look on our lives and say, wow, wow, God did it. God made a way. God provided. God opened doors. God came through. Jesus is real. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let God get all the glory. Why? Simply speaking, that's all that matters to God. That's all that matters to God. More than our peace, more than our comfort and protection, more than our future. God prefers His glory. Everything is done. Everything that God does, everything that God will ever do, is for His known, His glory, His own name, not ours. Now, is this right? Is this good? You know, that God wants all the credit for Himself? Well, I can get into a whole argument, but let me just say, is it right for the sun to be hot? Is it good for the sun to produce light? If God did not get the glory, the praise and the honor and the worship, it would be like saying the sun is not really all that important for life on earth. The glory of God informs every motive for every action that God does. I looked up the expert on God's glory, John Piper. He puts it this way. He says, God exists to display His glory. God put everything else into existence for that very same purpose. As I usually do, you'll notice I don't have a scripture up here because, you know, usually I'll have the scripture up. We all open to that scripture and we read out loud, as is my custom. But this message, I want to do something a little bit different. John, Mr. Piper, has accumulated a number of scriptures on that one point, the glory of God. And we're going to go, he's just going to stack scripture on scripture to prove the one point that God does everything for His glory. Everything for His glory. And so I would like you to just follow along up on the screen. For those of you who are Japanese, I don't have the Japanese up there. I would like you just to take note of the reference. I've got the reference in Japanese, but not the English. And one more point before we get into it. The translation that Mr. Piper used is the New American Standard Bible, not the one we find in our pews. But the message is the same. So just again, God does everything for His glory. He created the world for His glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Everything in all of creation declares the glory of God. It's not in the scriptures, but it's my personal opinion. When it rains, and really rains, and I think that more than anything to me declares the glory of God. Why? It's just this little quirk I have. Whenever I hear applause, especially when somebody testifies, even if it's just a little pitter-patter, it's to the glory of God. And you know what it does? That sound of applause, it reminds me of rain. It just reminds me of rain. And I just think whenever I'm listening to the rain outside, I just imagine the world, the leaves, you know, everything that the rain touches is giving glory to God. Because the heavens declare the glory of God. God created everything for His purpose. God chose His people for His glory. This was the story of Scripture. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love. He predestined us to adoption as His sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. Not His name, His grace. God chose us, weak, miserable, lost, ugly, sinful, terrible us, to forgive us, to cleanse us, to give us a future and a hope, a new life, for the praise of His grace, the praise of the glory of His grace. We're going to go one after the other. God called Israel for His glory. He said, "You are My servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified. I made the whole house of Israel, that they might be for Me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory." Why did God choose Israel? Not for Israel's sake, but for His glory's sake. God rescued Israel from Egypt for his glory. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works, but rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. God raised Pharaoh up to show his power and glorify his name. He says to Pharaoh, that I might show my power in you and that my name would be proclaimed. God defeated Pharaoh. He raised up somebody and he brought him down so that he would be glorified. I will get the glory. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory. Let's get to the next one. God spared Israel in the wilderness for the glory of his name. I acted for the sake of my name. Not so that you could be saved, Israel. Not so that you could become a country. That's a byproduct. But so that I can get the glory. God did it for his glory. God gave Israel victory in Canaan for the glory of his name. Who is like your people, Israel? The one nation on earth whom God went to redeem to be his people, making himself a name. And doing for them great and awesome things by driving out before your people, a nation and its gods. God saved Jerusalem from attack for the glory of his name. I will defend this city to save it, God says, for my own sake, for the sake of my servant David. God restored Israel from exile for the glory of his name. Thus says the Lord, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, and I will vindicate the holiness of my great name. That was Israel. The story of one nation that came from one man. Not for that man to be glorified, not for us to worship Abraham, but to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For his own sake, for his glory's sake. Jesus, when he came, he said, the one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true. Jesus said, I didn't come that you would worship me. He said that. He said, I came that you would worship God all the more. God did it for his own glory. Jesus told us to do good works so that God gets the glory. Here's what Jesus says. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your holy name be all the glory. That was the prayer of the psalmist. Not to us, not to us. Oh, we're going to pay off this building. And people will say, wow, God did an amazing thing. And God may give us success all the more. We have a wonderful house across the street, the SmileCon. Not for our glory, but for God's glory. It's no secret to you guys, Nahomi and I are praying for a house. We live in this little two LDK, and we really want a big house. We want a house for me and her and for all our boys to fit in. And God reveals to me every single time I pray about it, and I pray about it almost every day, God, give us a house. And God says, well, what do you want it for? And I have to examine myself, and I think, well, you do everything for your glory. You saved Israel for your glory. You brought Israel to fame for your glory. Jesus says, I want everybody to look at you for God's glory. Well, okay, God, I guess it's not just for me and Naomi, but it's for you. It's so that people can come and have Bible studies and have prayer meetings and have fellowship. And we have to practice our hospitality because the house that we're going to have is not going to be for ourselves. But it's going to be for the glory of God. If God is going to give us any success, any any form of good blessing, it will be for His glory and not for our own. Jesus said that He answers prayer that God would be glorified. Whatever you ask in My name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, I pray. I pray, God, and I pray and I pray. How long will I have to pray this prayer? How long will it be until You answer this? Well, God has a purpose in it, and it's for His glory. And if He's not going to get any glory out of answering that prayer, why would He do it in the first place? It's not His track record in the Bible. God endured His final hours. Jesus endured His final hours of suffering for God's glory. This is in John chapter 12. Jesus is about to go to the cross and take the punishment that we deserved upon Himself. We know that we have punishment coming to us. That's the justice of God. But Jesus came and He said, no, 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 I'm going to take your punishment upon Myself. But He didn't want to do it. It says, now My soul is troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Don't let me go to the cross. Don't let me go through the suffering. Don't let me go through the whipping and the beating and the pounding, the humiliation. God, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify Your name. And a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. I want to park here just for a minute. And I want to just encourage you. Because I know a lot of us are going through an hour where it's, God, save me from this hour. I'm so troubled. I'm so tired. I don't want to go through this. And there's that saying, that trite one, well, God does everything for a purpose. Okay, yeah, He does. What's that purpose? It's for His glory. And I want to encourage you. If it feels like, I just don't know if I can take another day of this. Well, you're right. You can't take another day of it. Unless it's for the glory of God. God let Jesus go to the cross. God let Jesus get buried. And God raised Jesus up from the dead. And if Jesus needed God to raise Him from the dead, who are we to think that we can take it on our own? Oh God, save me. Oh God, give me Your power. Oh God, not for my own purposes, not for my own glory, not for my own name, but for You, oh God. So that when people look at me and see that I'm clean and see that I'm smiling and see that I have real joy and see the peace that's on me, they'll say, oh man, what did God do to a person like you? That He took you from this and He made you into that. God, let God get the glory. There's a purpose why you're down there. There's a purpose why you're in the darkness. And that is for God's glory and His glory alone. God forgives our sins for His own sake. I am He who blots out your transgressions for My own sake. Praise God. For Your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Hallelujah. God does forgive sins. He is the God of forgiveness. Jesus receives us into His fellowship for the glory of God. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Son of God. You know how Roy just comes up every time he moderates and he gives us scriptures on the Holy Spirit. I feel like if I ever get the chance to moderate on a regular basis, I'm just going to do all the glory passages. Because there's about 300 of them in the Bible where it just mentions the glory of God. Yeah, yeah, of course I'm talking about the glory of God. That kind of goes without saying. No, it doesn't. Because God has it said a lot of times in the Bible. It doesn't go without saying. We need to be reminded again and again that all that exists, all that we do, is for the glory of God. Why are we so empty? Why is it that we don't have answers sometimes in life? Why is it that we can't find satisfaction in anything that we do? We try, we search, we do this hobby, we go after that degree, we try for this purpose, and it just leaves us empty? Because God did not make us to live for ourselves. Amen. He made us to live for His glory. And it's His, when we live in His glory, when we live for His purpose, then it is when we find satisfaction. We find peace. We find hope. We find new life. When it is for His purpose that we live. Let God get the glory. Let God get the praise in all that we do. I want to bring this home just a couple more times. In this, you know, Chris, let's talk practically. Let's see how it works in our life. Well, okay. When I was still single and just still doing my thing and just looking for the right one. God, give me the one so I can be happy, so I can be whole. No, God doesn't do that. God doesn't make halves to become one. He said He made the two one. That means He took one and one, two, and He made them one. Many singles, this is parenthetical, many singles think that if I find the one, the right person, I can become whole and complete. No. The only one who can make you whole and complete is God Himself. And when you're whole and complete in Him, then you're ready for another one to come and make you whole, to complement you. So that's why I was in that time. And Nahomi and I were friends. We were still buddies, not officially dating. And I can remember it very clearly. I haven't told Nahomi about this. Maybe this is the first time she's hearing it. Sorry, honey. But it's very clear. We were just in our group gathering, and we heard that somebody was, I think, is getting baptized, or some kind of ministry was really going well. And there was a look on her face like, wow, that's so great. God is, praise God. And I looked on her face and I thought, she's genuinely happy that God is getting more glory. And I just thought, man, God, if you ever give me someone, make it someone like her. Someone who just lives for your glory. And I got real lucky, and I got it. Just one more thing before I close. Let God get the glory. Don't be afraid to speak out for the glory of God. Give Him the credit when you have a chance. Again, when I was back in my swinging bachelor days, I was looking for a new apartment, and I had a student who happened to be a real estate agent, and she said, "Oh, you're looking for a new apartment? Let me help you find the apartment." And one day we set up a day to look at apartments. There was one just across the river. Here in Mitaki-cho, and it was a brand new building. Nobody moved into it yet. All the doors were open. You could see into all the units, but we could only see one because all of them had been reserved already, but there was one left. And so we went and looked, and I looked inside. It was okay. It was, I mean, clean, new, enough space, you know, for a single guy. And I thought, oh, this is great. Yeah, I'll take this one, you know. And we were going back out into the hallway, the hallway. And like I said, all the doors were open. You could see into all the other new places. And I kind of looked into one. I thought, ooh, this is nice. Wow. Can I look at this one? And my student said, oh, well, you know, it's reserved. Somebody already took it. But I said, can I just look at it? I just want to see it, you know. And so I said, okay. So we go inside. And it's about twice the size of the one I had just seen. The other one was like 12 tatami. I think 10 or 9 or 10. And this one was 12, you know, just a little bit more spacious. And the light, it faced the east, and there was more light coming in. The window was bigger. And I thought, I really want this one. And I said it out loud. And I said, you know what? I want this one. And I'm not a bargainer. I don't bargain. I don't, haggle with people. I'm not that person. That's my mom. She wants to bring prices down and all that. I don't argue. And usually when someone says, this is not available, I'll say, okay, that's fine. But I don't know. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit. Maybe it was selfishness. I don't know. But I said, I want this one. And my friend said, look, somebody reserved it. You can't have it. And I said, no, I want this one. Can you do something? And finally she said, oh, man. All right, well, I'll call the main office. We'll see what happens, you know, just to shut you up. So she called the home booth, and she's talking in Japanese. And I hear, Uso? Honto ni? Majide de? And her face just kind of, and I thought, okay, this might not be good. And she hung up the phone, and she said, the person who had this reserved this unit, this very morning, canceled her reservation, and it's just opened up. You can have this building. Not this building, excuse me. You can have this apartment. And I said, Uso? Honto ni? And we were just jumping up in this apartment, just wow, that's awesome. And my friend said, you are so lucky. And at that very moment, I knew without a doubt, no, I can't just say yes. I can't say, yeah, I'm lucky. And I just said, I blurted it out. No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. My God loves me and He blesses me. I said that. And I was expecting like, ooh, okay, that's okay, that's good. All right. But you know what that person did? She said, yeah, you're right, you're blessed. Your God loves you. And I said, thank you. And I think it was a month later, I said, to that same student, I said, the reason I got this apartment, I like this place, is because it's just across the river from my church. If you ever want to come practice your English, you know, come to my church, and it's a great place to go. She started coming to church. A few months later, she joined the gospel team, the gospel choir, and I think it was just a year after that, she was baptized right here on the stage. And it was because I thought, well, not me. I think God was just saying, look, give me the glory. Give me the glory. You're not lucky. You're blessed. Not for your sake, but for my sake. For the sake of my name. And let God get all the praise. Let God get all the glory. Let God have all the purpose in your life. Give it to God. Walk through your valleys. Walk through your deserts for the glory of God. Bless other people. Pray for other people. Worship with other people. Live in community. For the glory of God. Be successful. Be happy. Be kind. For the glory of God. Not for our own glory. Not for the name of Mitaki, but for the name of Jesus Christ to be praised. Amen. Would you all just bow your heads, close your eyes, and have a meditation with me? I would like you to just consider. I want to lift up those who are just going through a cross at the moment. Hear the words of Jesus. If any man would follow me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For the glory of God. I want you to walk through your valley, to plow through your desert, for the glory of God. If anybody here is just hungry, thirsty for something in life, they have a desire and they just can't seem to fulfill it, let it be the glory of God. That's what you're made for. And if those who are here who are blessed and who are on the mountaintop and who are going through some just great times, open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. Let him get the glory from your very own lips. Lord, we gather here for the glory of your name. We testify that you are good and your love endures forever. We saw from scriptures that you act on your behalf for the glory of your name. Lord, lift up the humble, I pray. Satisfy the desires of your people. Lord, establish the work of our hands. But not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.